KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear, 35 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The Omaha metro area is losing one of its biggest employers, but it appears the plant in Council Bluffs will remain untouched. ConAgra is moving its corporate headquarters from Omaha to Chicago next summer. The Omaha office now employs about 2,500 people. About 1,200 positions, mostly management, will be kept in place and 300 people will be transferred. Omaha Mayor Gene Stoddart said that means about 1,000 employees will be out of a job, but there are lots of opportunities in town.
We have a low unemployment rate. Right now we are in a severe labor shortage. We have a lot of talent. We still have four Fortune 500 companies in Omaha. And I think right now our concentration should be on focusing on those whose jobs will be eliminated, that helping them find a comparable job in our marketplace.
ConAgra officials say the cuts are difficult but necessary. Mayor Stoddart met with ConAgra CEO Sean Connolly on Wednesday and asked him a direct question.
I said, is there anything that I as mayor, the Chamber of Commerce, the governor could do, if there's anything in form of incentives, anything that we could have done differently or we can do now that would change the direction that you're going? And he said, absolutely no, this is not about incentives. This is not about, we need more money to stay here.
Stoddart says Connolly said the decision was all based on the industry, not the community. She was told the layoffs will not take place immediately.
This would take a good year to notify everybody, to notify who was going to be transferred, what roles they would play, et cetera. So they said that this was a longer process about how they were going to notify employees and where they were going to go and what they were going to be doing.
ConAgra has been headquartered in Omaha since 1922. The company employs about 800 workers at the plant in Council Bluffs, another 100 in Lincoln, Nebraska, and no layoffs are planned at those locations. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic man was arrested Thursday morning on drug charges. 32-year-old Brian Matthew Kirby faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kirby was taken to the Cass County Jail and subsequently charged with felony possession of contraband in jail. He remains held in the Cass County Jail on $6,300 bond. Also arrested Thursday was 37-year-old Robert Lee Atkinson of Messina. He was taken into custody on a sheriff's office warrant for driving while barred and eluding. Atkinson was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $2,000 bond. And on Wednesday, 23-year-old Carly Jean Seddon of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for assault causing injury. Seddon was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Thursday arrested a teenager on criminal mischief in the second degree charges following an investigation into an incident that happened Saturday evening in the parking lot of the Red Oak High School. 15-year-old Christopher Owen Jones of Stanton allegedly caused $1,600 damage to a vehicle not owned by him. Jones was processed at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and released to the custody of his parent. Police in Council Bluffs report an arrest has been made in connection with an incident where a man was robbed of his cigarettes Thursday morning outside of a Hy-Vee store in Council Bluffs. 18-year-old Tyler J. Moss of Council Bluffs was located Thursday evening by uniformed officers and taken into custody on a charge of robbery in the first degree. Moss was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Criminal Investigation Division continues to look into the incident, which began with a call to police at around 2:40 a.m. Thursday from near the Hy-Vee store at 2323 West Broadway. 22-year-old Dakota Casey of Council Bluffs said as he was leaving the store after purchasing a pack of cigarettes, he was approached by a white male subject who asked for a cigarette. Casey said he would sell the other man, later identified as Moss, a cigarette for 25 cents. Moss paid for the cigarette, and as Casey was leaving, he heard Moss demand the entire pack of cigarettes. Casey said Moss produced a knife as he demanded the smokes from him. Casey gave the pack to Moss, who, along with two other males he was with, then fled the area on foot. In the funeral announcements, Joe Wallace McCann, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Exira. A funeral mass for Joe McCann will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Kenneth Darwin Putnam, age 92, of Oakland, died Thursday at his home. An open visitation for Kenneth Putnam will be today at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland from noon until 6 p.m. Darcy Town, age 35, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Darcy Town will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Kathleen Kathy McCrory, age 70, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kathy McCrory will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Billy Fleming, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. A celebration of life service for Billy Fleming will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry D. Obrecht, age 65, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jerry D. Obrecht will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Walter Severin, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Walter Severin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. The Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.